The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Yeah, I almost went to bed, but I decided to do this. I already did a three-hour podcast, so I'm going to cruise through this. And I have to do... I have to do three podcasts this week.
I don't do podcasts. My voice is
terrible. Are we rolling?
We are rolling, yes. We've been rolling.
These cameras.
I opened my phone to see how bad I look in this lighting. But
how is it?
It looks fine.
Will you guys pay for eye surgery from this? Because this is like...
I have LASIK. My eye surgery.
This is insane. Okay.
Yeah, don't look up that way.
By the way, O'Neill, we have to introduce him. Nobody knows who he is.
Nobody knows who I am.
Everybody knows who he is.
I say
don't even introduce them. Just go.
Really?
Just go
in. I'm the behind the scenes guy.
We had a podcast. We had Harlan Williams on. I'm not to name drop.
How was that?
It was amazing, but he gave him a new name.
I don't even remember it, but I remember I hated it.
Johnny Google Tits.
Yeah.
By the way, I love that name.
Yeah, Johnny Google
Johnny
Tits.
Johnny Google
Tits. Because I Googled
tits.
One thing.
Yeah,
you Google one.
Oh,
thing.
I thought you were like playing with your tits or something. And he's like, I wasn't going to Google it.
That's a different guy. Nope.
Hey, Johnny Google tits.
I Google.
By the way, worst Harlan Williams impression ever. Hey, Johnny. Oh.
It's not on?
No, it is.
You even have somebody listening.
I just thought, yeah. We're just assuming that I know how to use the mics, but.
You even have somebody sitting here.
That's our HR, so we have to be careful.
HR.
Is that are you really HR?
The Comedy Store liaison to the HR.
Oh, you're the so like who is this? No, I know.
Yeah, someone made that joke.
Door Guy podcast.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We're saying that. I think it was Morgan and I forget who else does that cuz I was on
Bruce, I think. It was either Bruce Luke. It was Bruce Luke. It's always Luke. Luke is the host of the Comedy Store Doorcast.
Yeah, so it was Luke.
It was definitely Luke.
I'm trying to remember, but it was me, Luke, Morgan, and Nelia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens? What does Richie do? He's like, Richie spit three loogies on the outside there, crack your back, and you're good.
Well, what's going on in here? Like,
Richie's the HR.
That is great.
John, thank you for doing this.
No problem.
First of all, I have Ryan O'Neill.
Hey guys.
As my co-host, because Rick Ingram is busy being a rock star.
Yeah.
We miss Rick Ingram, but we're glad that Chris Rock is opening for him. So it's all working out. And now we have John Sosis.
That's me. You did.
I didn't want to introduce
it's
him because I'm not even sure.
It's such a fucked up last name for somebody with a lisp. I have three S's in my last name.
Sosis.
It's so fucked up.
Sosis.
You should have Steve Renazzisi say your last name.
Oh, Jesus.
He did.
Wait. Uh-oh.
What happened to Eleanor's microphone?
Ooh, that could just be Eleanor's.
It's Eleanor's voice.
That's the metal.
Do you guys edit this or you just keep going?
For breakfast, making it a little tinny.
Is this what you do, Eleanor? You make your guests adjust the volume to everything?
Listen, when I don't sound good, the guest has to get up and fix it.
I know. This is why.
By the way, this is
I always go headphones.
What happened to our logo? I mean, because now that we have the guy in studio, we get complaints about... the sound.
Okay, you got one complaint, and that's
bullshit.
That's because Don Barris and Brian Holtzman scream into the microphone to the point where they pull it out of the fucking thing.
No, it wasn't that.
That was the complaint because Peter emailed because every time
that's
we get
Peter, I'm talking about the fans.
I'm telling
that are like,
okay,
I can't stand.
This is how it works.
Sound.
The Comedy Store Gmail gets an email that says, YouTube, you have a new comment. Every time we get a fucking complaint, Peter Shore forwards it to me.
How many emails do you get from our complaint department? Because Rick and I always tell people, you can leave a comment, even if it's negative. Even if you're saying, like, you guys stink, you stop. We don't care. We like it. Just more comments, whatever. You can be positive,
good.
But if you want to be a bitter fuck, write whatever you want. We don't care. You know, we're
it's
not.
Fine.
You just tell Peter it's Don and Brian. He'll be like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, they literally step on wires. It was
step on wires. It's probably wrestling.
So where's our logo?
You want more lights? I'll put on the logo. You want to melt?
No, I mean,
both
this
sides?
Should be dimmed because I'm getting.
It's our first day with the new studio.
I have skin cancer, and this is really.
I can't
triggering.
Even see Eleanor anymore. I've gone blind.
We can't afford to lose any more comics. It's
My
been
basal
a rough month.
Cancer cells are really dancing on this side.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean.
Really?
I love
feel
the
it.
New studio.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it because Eleanor's been gone for a month and a half.
It really
and,
does look nice in here, though.
Yeah.
I remember when this was just a haunted storage room.
I remember.
Leslie
yeah.
still won't come down here. She'll do a lot of things in this club, but she will not come
she
down to the basement.
She will not come down here yet.
I saw some things she did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. This is not one of them.
No. I wonder if he knew that this was a safety zone.
What do you mean?
You could have ran down here.
Oh.
Ah. Well, there's no cameras down here, so she...
She wouldn't have come down as ghosts.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You would have seen some, like, Pulp Fiction shit down here.
Yeah. Do you remember when there wasn't a door, it was just, like, the
Yeah,
gate?
The gate.
Oh, the gate was glorious.
Yeah.
That's
people
what I
would
keep
walk
hearing
by.
About.
I mean, drunk people would try to brace themselves and just fall
or, like,
through
lean on the
gate
wall, like, oh,
with their arm.
That?
Well, that's what happens now. If Gidley leaves the door open, you just see Don Barris almost falling down the stairs every time he walks in. He
By the way, that is insane.
He does have to lean, but also, why is there a door up there with no door handle?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You have to have the key. It's not a door handle. You don't turn it.
There's a bar there. Oh, you need a door handle? Why?
Yeah, to open and close a door.
Yeah. It's OSHA. OSHA needs, they need a door handle.
OSHA?
Yeah.
What's
oh,
that?
You're not familiar with OSHA? Let's talk to HR liaison.
OSHA?
Are you familiar with OSHA?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. OSHA would not approve of these lights. This is a real hazard.
Wait, John, do you know what OSHA is?
No, I have no
oh,
idea.
Oh, thank God.
What? It's like a safety organization. They go into businesses and make sure that...
Oh, safety... Oh. Well, wait till they hear how our fucking the
we're grandfathered in. We don't need safety.
The mass shooting training went.
Oh, bad.
Oh, bad. First of all, we have to hope that the shooter is only in the main room because we only did it for one room. It's fucking 18 locations in this place. We only got training in one room.
What happened? I was here when there was a mass. Well, of shooter.
A shooter.
Well, yeah, and also three of the people in the room are my top three for who would the mass shooter would be.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
oh, so you're showing them exactly
yeah,
the
Yeah, they know
playbook.
Exactly which exit we're
yeah,
going
you're like
for.
Here.
They're like,
you should have another safety training without them and be like, all right, here's how we're really
well,
doing it.
Well, the next one that we have planned, I'm going to email HR and just be like, hey, these are the three people I think we might want to skip on the invite
list. Might want to get OSHA in there,
yeah.
too.
OSHA? OSHAG?
Who the fuck? What is it called? Why is it OSHA? What does it stand for? Is it an acronym?
I'm like sure.
I'm guessing safety, health.
Oh,
what's the
association?
Stand for?
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Here.
Oh shit! Comedy Store.
Oh
has
shit!
No
hit the
rules.
Deck.
We have no. I mean, like when they would yell at us for not having enough ramps and stuff like that, Mitzi would just make me go to West Hollywood and be like, "It was built at this time.
Yeah,
this is the building, and we were grandfathered in."
Same with sexual assaults. They're yeah, like, hey,
we fought a lot of things down there in West Hollywood. The judge was amazing. He had a gorgeous wig on, and real short pants, shorts.
Nice.
And he was putting his robe on as he was walking in. The judge.
He must
and he
just
had short yeah. shorts.
You must have just been in the steam room with Earl. Dude, what?
Dude, be cool. Be
I remember
cool.
I had one meeting here. One, it was a group, like a mandatory meeting about something when I worked here, and I just brought a 12-pack of beer and drank it in the back, and then Dean was like, "Bro, you can't drink beer."
Didn't they
beer.
Barbecue one time during a?
Probably.
I remember there was a meeting. We had it down here for some odd reason. Dean, we were in this room, and it was all, they wanted us to clean it up. It was kind of, Mitzi was looking for people to help clean up, and then it was like also a staff meeting at the same time, right? So we're in here, and I had a cell phone, so it was later, and Dom Irera called me, and I answered it, and Dean was like, "Bro," and I go, "It's Dom Irera. You don't mean anything. He might need something."
He's like, "Keep cleaning, and, bro."
"Bro, you can't just walk out of the meeting." So I stayed right out the door, and I was like, "Yeah, Dom, what's up?" And, "Bro, are you going to stay?" I go, "Yeah, I didn't leave. I'm right here listening." No respect. Dean got no boy, Dean.
You know what you guys need the arm so you can bend it over here.
Yeah, what happened?
That's
we have the arms
next
in there.
Iteration.
We have the arms in there, don't we?
We do. Or that's the next iteration. So no, we want to get rid of the desk. Oh, we have a visitor. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
Did you come from your bat mitzvah? Oh.
Basically, here are our keys. I came from the Jewish Journal Gala. So
okay.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
You look beautiful.
I didn't want to come in here like this.
I mean...
Yeah, okay. You don't want to come in here like this. If I, if I look like that, I go everywhere like that.
I'm going to wear that.
Yeah, that's... I have that same one, but different color. Jeez, I don't want to be in a lawsuit.
Mine wouldn't fit. I don't have those Jewish bombs, if you will. Those are amazing.
I only see your eyes, so I'm not looking at anything
what
else.
What color are they, you piece of shit?
I can't. I'm blind right now. I don't even know if there's somebody in here. I hear a voice, but these lights.
Is that an angel?
Yeah.
It is a Jewish angel. There's Jewish angels. I don't care what Kanye says.
Yeah.
I think there are. I sleep with a lot of them.
I'm going to be honest.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Yeah, you can only dress like that if you run the industry.
100%.
Yeah.
If you run the media. By the way, they always say that Jews run the media. Didn't Byron Allen buy the Weather Channel?
He did.
Isn't he?
Now he's controlling the weather. The Jews no longer control
the
weather.
Should we tell Kanye? Like,
we're not going to talk about that.
Say hi to Byron Allen, please.
All right.
Well, good to see you. Bye. You look
nice
beautiful.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Be careful. There's a lot of dogs up there.
Hopefully next time you dress up when you come down here.
Yeah, like,
who's is that? Your sister?
Yeah, you want to explain that?
Well, yeah,
no, she's going on the road, I guess, somewhere, and I'm letting her. I have two spot. I guess in LA, if you have two bedrooms, they give you two parking spots. So I'm letting her park her car at my place.
Oh,
what? You don't tell a person that?
What?
I've been parking all kinds of places. I'm kidding.
What was the Jewish gala?
I don't need stolen cars in my garage. That Philly. Stolen trash, right?
What was the Jewish gala about?
That's none of your business. Yeah, you're real goyim.
That's the collection of Jewish.
Can you tell
minds.
Us what the Jewish
Yeah,
gala
they collect
is?
Some of the brightest minds in comedy.
So Kanye's there?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they collect all the Jews.
Oh, and then they're like trying
Kanye's
to
this is a cult
hilarious.
Meeting. Does that look like someone that's not in a cult?
Well, it seems like their brains since the you know what? It's weird.
She
this
definitely
happened.
Lures them in to the Illuminati.
The and pig heart transplants are now been successful, so maybe that's what
Who's
it's
it?
About.
Oh,
we just got into science, Eleanor.
Yeah,
that's,
I thought maybe this was a meeting because the pig.
No, it's
heart.
Weird.
Maybe they're trying to get an impossible pig.
Yeah,
heart,
she told me she was at
one that's not made of pork at all.
She told me she was at a Jewish gala. I was like, "What is that? That sounds like the thing Kanye's talking about." So I kind of get why
it's nobody's business.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You don't do. I love.
If you were
Jews.
Supposed to know about it, you would know.
Did
about
you guys
it.
Watch Dave Chappelle's SNL monologue?
Yeah.
No, my wife told me about it though.
What did you think? He's Jewish, so we'll let him talk.
I thought it was okay.
I love Dave though. I'm a Dave fan.
My wife said it was really funny. She's like,
it
oh,
was really funny, and it was like
she said at the end, it got kind of like it kind of got off the comedy
it
train,
got off
and
the
then
rails.
It was, she goes, yeah, it wasn't then comedy, and he was stretching with some sort of. By the way, this is what I like to do. I like to hear secondhand about things and then comment about.
Yeah,
them.
That's
go.
A smart way to get out to not be in trouble. I mean, it was good. It was I think it was him agreeing with Kanye on the things that everybody agrees on. Like, yeah, if you go to Hollywood, there are a lot of Jews. Okay. But mm-hmm. like, I don't see that as being funny. Like,
but
I guess
what's wrong with that? What's bad about saying it? I liked when he said
there's nothing
there's
bad about saying it, but
people in, I forget where he said Ferguson. I think he said there's a lot of black people in Ferguson and he's like, but they don't run it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You don't go to the Ferguson gala.
Like I look at, if you look at Chappelle and you, if you look at Chappelle and Chris Rock, the way that I look at those two comics specifically.
Let's like, start a gala in Ferguson. That would be amazing. Sorry, Chappelle and Rock.
No, I just think that Rock writes jokes and Chappelle talks and it really goes.
It's a story. Yeah, I wouldn't
no, it
say
goes towards
tell.
What you
yeah, yeah.
prefer. Like, I like someone who writes a setup and punchline, and Chappelle
got it.
Focuses more on like the nuance of what
yeah,
he's
yeah.
saying.
He's gotten in some of his.
I don't think
gotten a little away from
yeah.
comedy, and they've gotten more into like the.
Yeah, I think he's on the opposite spectrum of fucking Nanette, where like I think he's more likable in that sense, and he is trying to do comedy. Where I think Nanette was lecturing.
I thought Nanette was one of the best specials I'd seen.
I think you're a liar.
You know what, Ryan? I got to be honest. I believe you because I know your taste in stand-up,
yeah.
and I know how. awful it is that
I loved it.
You would
it
be like, so, this is amazing.
It was so powerful. What I loved
is
that they did some, you know, they went against the grain, no jokes. And that's what I think takes
true.
A lot
and
of
you,
balls.
You love like a comedy special with like no laughs, just people just staring and listening.
And you know, I love an accent.
An accent. I'll laugh at an any accent. Is good.
They are funny. Mr. Bean. He didn't speak.
Is she Australian or
but
English?
He had like a, he had almost an accent in his physical.
You could
comedy.
Tell he had an accent.
It was British.
Yeah.
True. Is she Australian or British?
I think New Zealand.
New.
Whoa, you wait. Gave her a gender. You've been doing that all night.
Fuck,
wait,
man.
I didn't know that was.
You walked over to the door, guys. Jesus. You were like, hey, ladies. It was Matt Lockwood.
Matt Lockwood was like, screaming like a woman loud.
She's just gendering people.
I don't give a shit.
She comes back from the East Coast all of a sudden. Just gendering everybody.
Like a woman.
Yeah.
And you
know, that was a good impression of a woman.
I don't even know what that would sound like.
You might
like.
Get there, Eleanor. You might actually sound like a woman one day.
I haven't quite cornered the market yet.
You're working on it.
I'm just stuck in this body. I understand why people don't want to be what they are, but whatever.
Yeah.
I still can say she or he.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You're just going to have to pay with the consequences.
I know how to fight, so I don't care.
So you think Chappelle sucks?
No, I don't think
he does. So what's the... So keep going on that train.
No, I just think it's... I think he's a very smart guy, but I think, like, for me, comedy is always
I am
set
a
up
giant.
Punchline. It's not rambling.
Here's my problem with any
I
comedian.
I do love rock, too.
Once
I
they would... start talking about being rich is when I tune out. Because it's,
that too,
that's
yeah.
anti-comedy.
I see
comedy's
what you
mean. For the people. For the common folk.
Yeah.
So that's why I never talk about how much money I have.
But that was a funny callback when he said what he was listening to Kanye on a podcast. And Kanye said billionaires don't wear jewelry. Like they don't wear their gold out. On the, you know, millionaires do that. And so Dave tucked his in. And then at the end, he was like, I forget how it led into it, but he took his gold chain out and he's like, welcome back, motherfucker. Because he lost all his shit. He lost $1 billion or something like that in a day. And he goes, welcome back. And he pulled his chain out.
I mean, the monologue was the best thing SNL's going to have all year.
100%.
I thought the monologue was great for what it was supposed to be.
The sketches were good.
I didn't watch that. I can't watch SNL.
Because he's just a funny,
because
he's a
Chappelle's
funny fucking guy.
Sketch show was fucking amazing. Like, if you say that's overrated, then I don't like you.
That's completely fine. I think everybody calling him a genius now compared to like what he did years ago, where it was, I think, more comedy and less public speaking. Now it just always feels like public speaking.
Also, I wish guys would go back to that, where it's just like go back to just being funny.
Yeah. True, but he addressed that. He goes, because I'm getting reprimanded constantly, that I hate that I'm afraid, or not afraid, but like we have to be afraid to say certain things.
I agree.
So it's constantly like, I have to explain it, then say it, then this, then that. And it's like, cover
but
every
that's
fucking
because
track.
But to...
Like, if you just can't come out and laugh, fuck you.
Who was saying it? Someone was making the point, like, comics need to be able to joke. I don't know who said it, but
it could be every comic that has ever done a podcast.
if it's so unclear that you're making a joke where people may, obviously if you call it comedy special, people should know, hey, this guy's attempting comedy, doing comedy. But when he goes on the even the trans thing, I still think that was blown out of proportion, but
completely blown out of
course. But I can understand
she's
why
trans.
People. I know. We just saw her trying
to. You call me she?
I just peed next to her at the urinal.
I have a 15-inch cock.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know if we were recording that far in.
That was homemade.
It looks like a dog tail, like a golden retriever. It came over, looked at my urinal, and then went back over to hers.
I just wanted to test yours, you know? I had a lot to empty.
No, I agree.
But yeah, it's just too much. Like, people telling everybody what they can and can't say.
I don't know how many times everyone's like, you can't say the N-word on stage anymore.
Right? What kind of people? No.
Now Eleanor just says it off stage and it's very uncomfortable.
I say it like you're supposed to say it.
With
quietly
the ER.
And your family.
Internally in your head. When you're angry.
In your family's living room, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's supposed to be bounced around like a ball, you know? Yeah.
Those are the only two times really you should be.
Thanksgiving.
Maybe Easter if you're religious.
Yeah, Easter.
That's a good time, Easter. I don't know. I'm a Jew.
I'm a Jew.
We do Passover.
I love when they go, I don't know, I'm a Jew.
I don't know, I'm a Jew.
I sleep with a lot of Jews.
That's our way out of anything that revolves religion. I don't know, I'm a Jew. Because most likely we're the only one in the room.
I don't know anything about religion. I was in Sunday
really
school for
that?
Like years.
In LA, you believe that?
Oh, here we go.
And New
here
York.
Here we go. This is very Kanye.
Yeah. Kanye all day, eh? Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, but I'm serious. Like, don't you feel like safety in numbers, if you will?
Not here.
And where? Oh, at the
like
comedy.
Like in this physical, yeah.
Not in this physical in this room physical right room. Now.
No, I think because if you throw a rock in
Ryan
LA, you're going to hit a Jew
are
or a TikToker.
Well, yeah, because Jews can't dodge stuff very well.
No, so especially
they don't have a lot of coordination.
No.
So, like you play dodgeball with them.
Yo,
Ryan,
I was so... You're saying Jews can't dodge rocks? What are you, Palestinian? What kind of person says that?
By the way, I support
God damn,
the Jews.
I would get rid of him.
I support all Jews.
I'm glad all of them.
Yeah,
all of them. I don't
some people are selective on the Jews they support.
I don't support all of them, but I sleep with a lot of them.
That's fine.
People think my apartment's the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Like they have been.
Look at you dropping Simon Wiesenthal Center. Jesus, that's deep. That's a deep track. Holy shit.
I sleep with a lot of them.
I've had sex with a Jewish woman.
One?
Did you?
Just one?
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. I did.
Only one?
I
wow,
won't.
That's
only
impressive.
One, yeah.
I won't.
And then I was like, I've had
a lot
enough.
Of Jewish guys are like, I can't. And Jewish no. girls, too. Like, all my friends are like, ugh.
When you grow
you're
up
not
in a Jewish family.
To them or like, you're just like.
When you grow up in a Jewish family and you see how Jewish relationships, mm-hmm. you don't want that. And like,
is it because their pussy smells like matzo balls?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
It's gewilte
yeah.
fish. 110%.
Yeah. No, matzo balls.
Two on the
he
nose.
Got it. He got it. It's matzo balls. Yeah.
Not okay.
No, it's weird. Everything's mapped out. By this age, I have to be married. By this age, I have to
have
kids. Yeah,
but they're not all like super hard.
The reason we're so successful
Jewish.
Is because we plan things out and these girls yeah. plan everything
you're
out.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And my friends that aren't married, I have one Jewish friend. Very good friend, and we're both very similar.
Yeah,
and she, you know, she just didn't want to get married, but
yeah.
it, for a long time, it was a lot of "What are you doing?"
Yep,
and so it is hard.
I think
mom was like, "Stay single, don't bother with yeah. it." You know,
it's also like I could see not being attracted to him when, especially around like Hanukkah, when they drive around with that yeah. giant menorah on the roof of their
That's
minivan.
All of them have that menorah. It's weird.
Fucking crazy.
It's fucking weird. I don't know where they get it from.
It's crazy.
They give them out, I yeah. think. That's a giveaway.
I saw you polishing yours off.
Yeah.
Getting ready to put it on the
Well, it's
top.
A brand new minivan. Of course you put
you
them in our
Yeah, you got to shine it
Mariah
up.
Mariah Carey said it's holiday season.
Wait, but are you like deeply religious?
No, for okay. me it's always been about tradition. Like it's Same. The one time where like the family stops all the shit that they're doing and they get together for like one dinner and then
and
we go back
chill.
To our lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
I wouldn't say they chill,
yeah,
but like,
not,
yeah,
totally.
No.
Are you anti-Christmas though?
No, I love Christmas. I just got a place and it has 20-foot ceilings. I'm getting a Christmas tree.
Christmas trees are awesome. Say.
A year-round Christmas yeah. tree. I have one in my New York place.
A year-round
it stays
one?
All, yeah. I get a white one from Walmart. Stays all year round.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. It's amazing. Never leaving.
My friend put his Jewish and he put his Christmas tree up like 3 weeks or a week ago. And I was yeah. like, you're doing it wrong. Like, you gotta wait.
Also, girls love it.
They
girls
do.
Love a guy with a Christmas tree.
They really do.
Year round?
They yeah. really do.
Year round. Women yeah. love a guy
He's
with.
He's not wrong.
He comes in
He's
in
not
June.
Wrong. Like, oh my God, look how cute.
Do you keep presents on
By the
there?
Way, you did just call women stupid, but I'm not gonna.
Did you go to like Jewish, like, cause I would go to Sunday school, but I don't know anything about religion.
Oh, I had to go to Catholic.
I was just, there
I went
for
to Hebrew
the,
school.
I was there for the sex.
I was not here there for the sex. It was
no,
mostly
no,
boys.
The Hebrew school.
It was
they
mostly
don't,
boys.
Yeah,
play,
wait, rabbis.
Mostly boys playing basketball. There was no sex.
There's no molestation going on.
No, well, we get fucked up too. Like the religious community. So there was a rabbi in, I guess, Williamsburg or maybe Borough Park, who was the religious Jews, they circumcised with their teeth.
So they get it out of their system early.
Well, no, he was circumcising with his teeth and gave everybody an STD. I think.
Oh,
gave,
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah, he was giving it to. He was cutting all these. He was circumcising a lot of babies.
But they really.
I've been to a bris. I can't imagine somebody biting that off.
No, is that real though? They bite
Shut
a baby's.
The fuck
that's
up.
What I heard.
This is rumor mill stuff.
Like, where did you get this story?
The New York Post and the New York Times.
I don't trust them.
But the biting with your teeth. Oh,
I mean,
fuck.
I didn't do it. What if I don't?
Circumcision is so fucking barbaric.
Yeah.
I have a whole bit on it.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah. It's terrible.
I don't know.
I hate
it. Because you don't have an opinion.
I hate it.
I hate it.
I hate it, Mom.
I threw my dick down on the stairs and ran away upstairs. Yeah, because do you know that there's so many more nerve endings in it?
Absolutely, but you also it collects a lot of lint. You got to get in there with a Q-tip before you get in there.
Well, guess what? I'll clean my dick if it feels better when I'm having sex. That's a small price to pay.
Okay,
clean your dick off every once in a while.
That ship has sailed. I think we can move on.
I know.
You're not getting
I'm just
it back.
It sucks. I'm anti-circumcision.
You wouldn't circumcise your child?
I mean, no.
Really?
Never.
Would
no.
you?
Not you personally.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it with my teeth because I have an STD too.
I feel like...
I Who feel like signs a, up? Like, how does the rabbi go? Oh, I'd like to do this, Bris.
We know they used to do it. They used to do it with their butt cheeks. But they have to. It took
that's
so
how
many.
The Catholic Church
The women
does
were getting
it.
Suspicious.
Stick it in here. Oh my.
Maybe she's our teeth.
We're going to hell. For real.
Oh
this
no!
Is awful.
Did Jews believe in hell, Sam? Do Jews believe in hell? No.
No,
I don't think
no,
so.
They don't.
I don't know why I asked Sam. She's not Jewish.
Believe, they only believe up.
Well, she's the liaison to the HR, yeah. So she might know.
Yeah, that should be in the HR handbook.
I love liaison.
Can you imagine an HR department when we were working here?
No.
It's insanity.
Peter told me last week.
Does he even believe in the HR department?
He does now, but he
because he's yeah he's
he told time. Me we're really trying to stick to the corporate structure here. I was like, good luck with that.
Wow.
I was like,
okay. I mean, by the way, this place is to me it's like super corporate
now
it, you, it well compared to the Wild West that you guys were
yeah,
in 20
when
years
it was
ago
fun.
Yeah,
when we had fun, remember fun?
I don't remember fun.
Nobody
here.
Got hurt. I mean, they didn't.
Nobody got hurt.
No.
Almost everyone has a drinking problem outside.
That's nobody's business. They came here with it. They came here with it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A lot of them came here with it.
Okay.
They didn't?
They did.
Hell yeah, they
they
did.
They didn't get it here.
They just got cheaper drinks here.
Yeah.
And or free drinks.
Yeah.
Mostly free drinks.
I remember one night we were here. It was like 4 a.m. I was waiting tables. All the comics were hanging out. It was like, but it was like Freddie Soto, Jason Harris, Bob Oshak. Like, and Freddie goes, "Ah, man, we need more beer." And I was like, "Yeah, but the bar staff left. Like, there's no." And he goes, "Oh, I know the codes." And I was like, "I knew the codes, but I wouldn't dare tell him." But he was here so long and worked for Mitzi. He knew. She made everything the same code. So he just fucking opened it, and the guys were like, "What's the code?" He goes, "I can't tell you." But they all went in and took like a 6-pack of beer, and then Freddie put the thing back.
And this goes on. This goes under the list of fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
Well, it's weird that you guys like.
Did he die at 35? Yes. Is that anybody's business? No.
But it was a great 35
yeah,
years.
Great 35 years.
I outlived him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just telling them upstairs, like, I have problems with like portion control. So if I liked alcohol and I drank, I'd be in trouble.
You don't
here.
Drink at all?
No.
Really? Have you? I mean, you used to?
If I go
problem?
To a birthday party, I'll have a beer, but usually I'm the guy with water. I just hate the taste of liquor. It's so...
Oh,
like,
really?
People think that I had to stop for it because I had a problem. I'm like, no, I genuinely just... I'm at that point in my life. If I don't like something, I'm not going to do it.
I make an amazing margarita that you would
never going to happen. No. Well, that...
You'll love it.
There was a place...
It has no sugar added in it. I just use natural passion fruit and
what kind of
it's delicious. And just a little agave syrup, but like
those get dangerous.
A little bit, a
that's
lot of
sugar and that's gross.
I know, but it's I understand, but it's just a little. It's
you
not.
You really
I'm not,
make a margarita?
Oh, it's amazing.
Are you fucking?
I swear to God.
I believe him on this. That's a very random
you
thing.
You should try my pina coladas.
Oh,
I swear to God, my pina coladas.
Pina coladas? No,
are
I'm
fucking
not.
Great. And by the way, I don't add any I mean, the coconut milk, she knows what I'm talking about.
The Rufalin.
The HR.
Yeah, I roofie my wife. And she's like, by the way, I've been sexually assaulted by my wife so many times.
Good for her.
This is a good place to air it out.
Good for her.
No, yeah, the alcohol thing. If there was a place in Brooklyn that made Jolly Rancher shots, and I had one of those for my, I was like, I don't taste any alcohol in this. I'm never coming back to this place, and I'm gonna have a problem.
Wait, do you smoke though? Right?
Nope.
I love. I'm boring. I might have a cigarette tonight.
I am so boring.
No drugs.
Oh well, when we were just standing outside, a girl was smoking. The smoke was coming in my face. I'm like, I'm about to puke on Ryan. I gotta leave.
I thought that was because you were like, I'm jonesing for a smoke.
Oh no, the smell of smoke. Just I'm. Ugh.
Wow. Well, you.
I don't want to.
I'm boring.
I don't want to be a full time smoker, but I definitely still miss it.
I
have seen you every once in a while.
I change
a couple shots, and you fucking.
I like
smoking.
A Jameson. I like a straight Jameson, and it could be dangerous. I could do a whole.
I'm gonna be fucked when they start bringing the food back. That's where I have portion control.
Wait,
problems.
Food's not
they
bad.
Gotta bring
Wait,
Sundays
you
back
need, what,
before
chicken,
they bring the fucking food.
Chicken
back.
Tenders,
this
pretzel,
shit?
Chicken
oh,
tenders,
on.
Pretzels, oh and God. Fries are coming back.
Forget
I'm gonna
that.
Have a problem.
Why do you guys not serve nachos?
Pretzels are great though.
Because they're messy. You want cheese all over the carpet?
I would love it. I love making terrible jokes while people are eating nachos in comedy clubs.
Ugh. Nachos is. No offense, such an improv thing.
Actually, at the Cheesecake Factory, the nachos are good. That's the only place I'll eat nachos.
Yeah.
So I make an unbelievable
oh God,
nacho.
Here we go.
But here's the thing. Like, the improv has a real kitchen. Like, we don't
have...
We have a
what do you mean?
We have a makeshift.
Cooking outside the parking lot's not the real kitchen? Not a real kitchen?
Like, if you get... I remember I did a show with Ari at the improv, and he was like, you gotta have the chicken tenders. And I'm like... What? He's like, they're the best around. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh shit, these are real.
Yeah, they are
good.
Real.
Well, the
here, it's like
the
it's
brokerage.
Like yeah.
I used to only when I did stand up, I used to only do spots at the brokerage
oh,
because I like their food.
Too.
But where, they have
yeah.
the Where's food's
the
not bad in Long Island.
Long Island.
Oh, okay.
I used to I only go America. Because the food was good. I had no interest in performing on Long Island. I would drive the 45
Broker's
minutes.
One of my favorite clubs on Long
it's
Island.
It's a good club. I just didn't feel like driving the 45 minutes to get there, but their food was pretty good.
Well, here they prepare the food at home and bring it in a cooler, yeah. like a like barbacoa, at, like a Mexican guy's driveway.
Yeah, that, what?
Just like when we run out, I just had that with Taylor and Youssef on Sunday. We went to some guy's garage. They just fucking opened the cooler and they're like, "Got here early because this shit's gonna run out once this igloo's empty."
By the way, have you, so when you went to SoFi, have you gone to SoFi like a game or?
Not to a game. Event? I went to the
and
YouTube theater.
And I think they
theater.
Do this at Staples Center too, just yeah. FYI, what I'm going to say. They have the little carts and they have hot dogs on it with onions and the whole peppers and the whole thing. And they're like, when you come out of SoFi, they have handles and they're like, hot dog, and they push them at you.
They ram them into you?
Fuck yeah. I was like, hey,
Wait,
man,
what?
I don't want a hot dog.
You've been to SoFi?
I've been to the YouTube theater. That's really nice. That's connected to SoFi.
Do they have
No, they have food trucks. They have food trucks
people?
In front and you just go to
food
the food trucks.
Food trucks are fine. These people, like Oshak used to say, have a loosely rinsed grill and they're fucking cooking on.
Well, I went to the
grill's got a lot of patina on it.
I went to the Wiltern and they cook it like right outside the gate. There's just families there.
That,
with
yeah,
crazy
that was
yeah. food. Yeah, yeah,
that's what they do at the SoFi. Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And they were running. My nephew goes, whoa.
Oh, I
they
know what you're talking
at you.
Yeah, no, I saw.
They're running and chasing you in the parking lot with a fucking with a
Get
hot
the
dog.
Fuck
the Kia, the Kia.
Why don't
Forum.
You have burritos?
The Kia Forum. They chase you in the parking lot with the cart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
that
hot.
Is fucking
yeah.
Weird.
That I saw
that
the black
is fucking
keys
weird.
There.
Whoever is doing that, stop it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you the SoFi. Okay, because I have a problem because Renazizi and Taylor were like trying to. Contain me, but I was like, I think we could climb up the roof.
I think you could too.
And look,
I looked
and
at
watch
it.
The game.
I looked
down.
At it a couple times.
Yeah,
and I thought,
they're like, get O'Neill, get the fuck back in the car. Because I was drunk. I was like, I could do this.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
You got to do it. What were you doing at the YouTube theater?
A watching... band that I used to work with is in town, so I went to go
oh, they
see
perform?
Them.
Oh, I didn't
here's
know
the thing. We got John from.
Yeah.
What's your background?
Are we allowed to say?
Yeah, I used to work for Warner Music Group. I was a production director over there. So I worked at Atlantic Records, Warner Records, like the whole record.
Let me ask you, do you think comedy's turning into the music industry?
Where no, the music industry doesn't even acknowledge comedy. Like,
no, I'm saying like,
do you think,
it's not even a genre at Spotify.
No, I'm saying, do you think that as far as like artists getting fucked over, that it's starting to happen
more
now?
Yeah, my sound exchange has gone down. So
yeah,
what's going
on? The problem is now comics have jumped onto the they all know that the money is with SiriusXM, so now SiriusXM is getting hundreds of things a day of tracks of stand up. So now everybody that submitted their stuff, it's similar to the Comedy Store. When 10 people get past, that's going to be less spots that everybody gets.
Yeah,
as people record their albums and record specials. It's going to sound.
Oh yeah! Once you pass
Spotify,
10 people
to SiriusXM, you're not going to be able to get as many plays of your bit, so your money's going to go down. It's crazy. Yeah.
And then they own it. Some of that shit.
Not really. You still own it, but they can play it
or
whenever they want.
It, yeah. Well, more people are like, you know, people can't get their fucking shit back.
Yeah.
Like when you used to do a Comedy Central special, they're not giving you that back.
No.
Well, the trick now, which is what we did for the 50th anniversary album, cheap plug, is we set up a promo with SiriusXM and we're like, hey, every day, play our album a few times, stream it. And now everybody, all of you guys that are on the 50th anniversary album are getting plays off those tracks.
Whoa. We get paid?
You will get, yeah, you're going to get.
Sound Exchange. You see that?
So,
Sound Exchange?
I'm done with
well,
you.
Luckily for you, we have Sound Exchange, so it's going to come to us and we'll give you your cut. But like, basically, everybody's trying to get their own channel.
You get the whole thing? We don't get it?
No, we get it and give you your cut because it's submitted from Warner Music Group. Dude, you weren't even getting checks before I got here for podcasting.
He's not wrong. He put us on the map.
Is this our? We'll have to. I guess we have to record our sponsorship, our ad later. But
you can just do it now. I love doing ads.
Here's the thing. Last time I did an ad with O'Neill, we lost them. So.
I'm doing great at ad.
To be fair, last time you did an ad with Rick, you lost them, and last time you did an ad by yourself, you lost them. So
we
lost
Hello Fresh.
No, that's today's.
Well, then what the fuck? I did good last time.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
fine.
Hello Fresh.
Literal last time. Yeah.
Can I pull up my sponsors?
Yes.
No.
By the way, listen to Beach Cops.
Beach Cops is really good, though. I've done that's their podcast. I've done it a lot.
That's a 3-hour one.
It's fun.
3 hours.
It's
every
fun.
Week.
It's gotten to the point where, like, some people, I think you made Johnny move back to Oklahoma over it.
Yeah. He's like, I feel weird, O'Neill. I don't like it here anymore.
One time he was like, have you done Beach Cops? And I was like, yeah. He goes, do you get dizzy? I go, what?
Earl once, he goes, I've never done drugs, but I imagine it's like this.
I've done Beach Cops like a bunch, and I don't feel
it's
that.
It's the complete opposite of Rogan. Everybody goes to Rogan and then moves to Austin. Everybody does your podcast,
moves away from us. Okay, so you were in the music industry for how long?
15 years?
No shit.
Yeah, right. I was an intern there. They hired me out of college to intern. I did Opie and Anthony for a year at the same time. So I would do Opie and
Anthony. Opie and Anthony. Yeah. Like, they were still together.
I mean, the ship was on fire.
Right.
The iceberg was hit.
Yeah.
I was just...
Water was coming in.
They were both. I would walk in the mornings. They wouldn't be talking to each other. I would have to set up their desk separately, whatever.
That's great. I like that sort of environment.
It's a good environment to be in.
They
because
had a
you
hell of a run, and they were fucking hilarious.
And I don't think we've seen the end of them. I think
you think they're gonna get back together?
Absolutely not. I know Anthony, and
Anthony is as good as his followers are, and if that the tide is turning on like the political stuff, I feel like people have never been more indifferent to politics than the last year. Like the first
but
year,
I think I'm saying like Opie just they still shit on each other too much.
They do, but I think sometimes you're just
and it
gonna
seems like Opie has the bit more bitterness.
What's Opie doing now? I don't even
know. He's still podcasting.
He does some Facebook.
But not with, wasn't he doing with Jim Norton?
Some Facebook posts. Jim
Norton
and Sam are together.
He does his own.
Yeah, no, he's. But I'm saying, well, who's Opie with now?
No, by himself.
By himself.
But yeah. I think eventually you get to the point where you're like.
But so is Anthony. But Anthony started
Anthony's
his own
got
company.
Get, yeah, he's got all kinds of.
Yeah, but I think that network's.
Nobody makes me laugh harder. Have you heard him do Andrew Dice Gay?
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I'm done with him.
He's
How
funny.
About Andrew woke Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, that's hilarious. No.
I have to Google that.
It's so good. My brother Johnny sent me a compilation the other day. I was crying. I was like, he is so fucking good. When he does them as spiritual dice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like there's sets of footprints in the doors of my, like.
And that's where I think Opie is.
Anthony
is
was definitely the funny. Well, Opie was like the Jesus pro. Opie was the pro radio guy.
Exactly.
Right? And then Anthony was, so that's why they were a perfect combination.
I think he got shit on for that, but people don't realize how hard it is to run a live show, be a personality on that show. And before Jim, it was literally just Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And then they started bringing in the cast of characters, and they just happened to all be funnier than Opie. And when it was a hangout where like Voss would come in and Bobby Kelly would come
Patrice
in
and fucking Louie, I would go nuts.
It's like it's as if
Burr
Opie
was
just running the board. He might as well have not even been there. And I think he hated that, because back when it was just Opie and Anthony, it was Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And I remember Burr and Anthony fighting over stuff, but not fighting, but like funny arguing.
I mean, Nick DiPaolo coming in just fighting with everybody.
Yeah.
Like that whole crew the whole Tough Crowd crew was there, and it was
Zach Collin was great. Like they'd have great arguments. It was just so silly.
It was like early Man Cow.
Yeah. Fucking Man Cow.
I love Man Cow too.
I haven't heard that name in so long.
I mean, I've done Man Cow.
We listened to it.
Oh my God.
I grew up outside Chicago, so all we listened was Man Cow.
I haven't heard that.
He's the original Tripoli. Because he was doing conspiracy shit in the fucking 90s when
that
I was in high school. Yeah. He's like black helicopters and all this shit.
I think he's still on radio. He's still doing his thing. I just don't know.
I mean, they've all made millions. Tom Likas.
I don't know.
Oh my God, dude. Can you imagine
Philly
Likas
guy,
now? Likas is all about, here's how you treat women, all right? you gotta beat them.
That's like
I miss.
Wasn't Likas a Philly guy? Or
I don't know.
I gotta look it up. I remember I liked him.
Frazier Smith
him
upstairs, the original.
The great Frazier Smith.
The original Stern. Stern goes, without you, there would be no me.
Stern, I still listen
by the way,
to, but
Art LeBeau died and nobody said anything here at the world famous.
What do you mean? Like he didn't
You know, Mitzi bought the main room from Art LeBeau.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jay Leno got burned, and I don't see it get well soon. Jay Leno.
That's the Flappers.
Yeah, because I mean, they do. I can't. I feel terrible that Bud. I don't feel terrible. Yeah. He lived a great life, but Freeman and long.
It's nice to see people.
A long time.
But also, it's nice to see people die of old age. Like, I've never appreciated it until recently.
Right. How old was he?
90.
Oh, whenever anybody
was he 92
over
or 90?
83 years old, I go, like, great, you best run ever.
But I
everyone's death certificate. Imagine it still says COVID. Like, not.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it does suck, but Gallagher, too, I'm assuming it was a heart attack.
They said all of his organs failed, so.
Wow, I think he had like 5 heart attacks, Gallagher.
I mean, he's swinging a big hammer.
He should have gone with a smaller hammer, he'd live longer.
That's what I'm saying.
I still have my Gallagher poncho, because in the early, mid-90s, he came here, and he did a main room show. And
what were you waiting outside the show when you were a little kid
just
to get some of the fruit to take home to the family? In Philly, you're like, Mom, look how much watermelon we got.
I could catch some of the watermelon that
we're
going to
eat for a week.
He smashes it, Mom. I could grab it.
When the people come out, it's on there.
Put it in a fucking bag.
You're sitting there in your tattered rags.
We'll eat watermelon for dinner all night, Mom.
If we save the seeds, we could grow it in the backyard.
But this motherfucker really was smashing.
Yeah.
Dude,
he had funny bits, actually. It's actually decent bits. He didn't need the watermelon at all.
I didn't even listen, to be honest, because I was so furious. I had to wear a fucking poncho in the main room while he was just whoosh.
You know, that's why fucking ISIS hates us.
Why? We're
smashing
food.
Fucking, so the world can't eat.
You're right. Eleanor can't eat. My family.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get any
I remember
watermelon.
Osama bin Laden mentioned
Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Be hilarious.
In his speech.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that?
In Gallagher. What?
Watermelon, so what?
That's like, didn't your dad take your mom to a Gallagher? And then when she came home, she's like, hey, I got a doggy bag.
But also, so Stern was talking about it today and played the clip, I guess, Gallagher went on Marc Maron, and Maron confronted him about the racist and homophobic jokes that he told.
Like, years ago?
Yeah.
But why?
He went. I think he went on the podcast.
Is this more gotcha podcasting?
Yeah, yeah, basically. And he and Gallagher flipped out and walked off the podcast.
Seriously? Apparently.
Yeah. So I have to listen to the full.
What was he doing? Was he dropping N-bot? Like, was he getting crazy?
He
made a gay joke, and he made a.
But you're talking the 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
I know.
Dice is still doing it.
I think so.
Well, I think Mark just wanted to talk to him about it. Like, just people going after him about it. He just got very defensive about it being brought up at all. But
he would come around here, and he was touch and go.
There was a guy at the 50th who people kept walking up to and saying, are you Gallagher?
Oh, I saw that guy. Yeah.
I can't remember. I know who it is, but it'll come to me in a second.
He kept going, no. Why does everyone ask me? I'm like, dude, you need some more self-awareness. You fucking look exactly like him.
Is Gallagher's brother still alive? Because he owns the act.
Right? Oh, didn't he go as Gallagher 2?
Gallagher 2.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what a terrible thing.
When he passed, I'm in a text thread with Rick, and Rick wrote that he remembered a night he was going to Sacred Ground to get high. And as they walked out, somebody was like, is that Gallagher? And he was just sitting in Sacred Ground by himself. And he looked at them and he goes, you guys want to hear a poem about suicide?
Jesus.
And Rick was like,
was it written on Brody's belt?
Want to get high?
Jesus Christ.
Inappropriate. I was in Reseda yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
How dare you?
I didn't see you at the Brody Walk. I was there.
When? I was in August?
Yeah, I think you were out of
Brody. Brody wouldn't have wanted us to walk. Oh, man. The best thing about that memorial was we were sitting and then some larger stars came and they go, can you clear out this area? And I was like, you guys didn't even know him. I knew him for 18 years.
It was so Brody. Brody would have loved it. Yeah, they're bigger than you.
You got to move.
You don't get it. He's out again.
Yeah, there are a few comics that aren't around anymore that I would have liked to meet. He was one of them.
Brody. Oh, you didn't get... Oh, you weren't here.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
He was gone before I got here. Yeah, I got here.
Were you here the night when Ranazizi locked him in the...
Oh, God.
Where? We were talking about the door that closes to the basement, the gate. He went down to look at something like, and Ranazizi immediately shut it, locked it.
No.
And then Brody, help me out. And we were on each side listening, screaming, laughing.
Because you know he was also doing bits while he was frantically trying to get
Don
out.
Don Barris was on stage in the original room. So you can kind of hear it. And he's pushing the gate. He's pushing the gate. And he's like, the Christians have locked me in here.
Somebody call my sister.
Her beatings were the worst. Why, Brody? She was a janitor.
She hit me with her keys.
Oh, yeah. So stupid.
It was chaos 20 years. Like
100%. We had so much fun.
And it's so weird because when I got here, the people that I gravitated towards were the ones like before knowing all these stories. Well, you say the fucked up ones because you've been around them for so long. But like for me, it's you guys who I'm like, oh, these are the adults in the place. Which, like, I hear these stories, and it sounds like you weren't at the time, but, like, now I gravitate towards you guys, Rick, Justin Martindale, Sarah Tiana, like, the adults who are, like, because I look at the other shit, and I'm like, this is all high school stuff that I imagine 20 years ago it was a lot worse.
It was, like, prison.
Unbelievable.
And then they graduated to high school.
The inmates ran the asylum for sure.
Yeah. Now I just see that with the door guys. The door guys are all over the place, and I love
it. But they're not really. They're still kind of controlled.
For me, I'm looking at people that are supposed to be at work.
Like bodily fluids.
I think that's the problem.
It's not a real... But see, that was the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That to me, I'm looking at, these are employees. And then you look... Then you have... When you look at them as comics that aren't employees, you're like, okay, this makes sense.
Right.
But...
It's the real love is to be a comic, not...
Yeah.
yeah. door guy.
Which is why I won't hire comics down here, because I need, like, when I need a producer, I need someone who knows how to produce, not someone who just wants to be in at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is like, that, those are the two things I learned here.
It is new that, like, comics as door guys, yes.
Yeah.
But we never had comics as wait staff. That was unheard
of. That's happening now, yeah.
That was unheard of, because the bread and butter is the drinks.
We need people who could do a job, who care about the job more. Yeah.
Who need this job.
There's certain people that you should not be in.
And then they were like, oh, but it's not fair, because at the time they weren't letting women do the door, because, and it wasn't that Mitzi was like, I don't want door girls. The door guy was security.
Yeah.
When shit went down, I was like, well, I'm disappearing. For $7 an hour, I'm not fucking doing anything.
But she really would. She'd be like, they'll take care of it. I'm like, they don't know how to fight. They write jokes. They don't.
No, yeah.
They're not going to be able to control Harris Beat.
Well, and PJ, I saw him throw a woman into a wall.
I talked to some of the security guys now, where I'll hear them talking, and it's.
Now we have real security.
That is what this place always needed.
Real
security.
Except our security now, like, the amount of times I hear the word choke slam on any given night, I'm like, okay. I assure you, this person did not need to be choke slammed.
Who's training him, Richie?
Probably. Yeah. Richie can't choke slam people.
I can choke slam people.
You probably
could. I'm a professional.
Do you remember Jason Lucas beat up an old man out
Always
there?
Always funny, but yes.
And he like wrestled. He's real proud. He's like, I took him down. I got him. And then it smelled like one of them shit their pants during it. And I was like, I don't know if it's Jason Lucas or the old man. Like, Jason Lucas got too excited and then like just fucking shit his pants. Or he just... choke the old
so
man, and
he was like,
"Holy shit, I'm really this is good."
I
thought that was just a fart.
I'll hear about a situation the door guy handled. Yeah, and then I grabbed him by the neck and I threw him on the street. He was passed out. Like, he didn't, like, most of the time these guys are passed out, blacked out, drunk, blackout drunk, and they're like claiming victory up there. They're ready to do victory laps. I'm like, the guy was drunk.
I remember the Tara Reid. Remember that girl?
Yeah,
the Jersey hoe.
The actress.
Yeah. I felt she's from Jersey. That's all I know. She was a little wild, and she was really drunk. And they literally she was so little. I think they picked her up like a baby, and took her and put her on the sidewalk.
Put her on the sidewalk.
It was glorious. And she's just sitting out there. Who the fuck would touch somebody like that? Who would touch somebody like that? Who would? And I was just like, oh, that was very gentle.
Wrong
what
place,
they did
lady.
You was gentle.
Were you there when KD and I threw that one open micer out, and we pushed him? Like hard, and he put his put his arms behind his back, and then smashed his head into the old sandwich board that used to be on the sidewalk, and then literally just went down, and his fucking face was split open, and I was like, hey, we may have killed him. We got to get out of here.
KD, one of the sweetest guys.
Yeah, when
I
he
think.
Wasn't doing like identity theft, he was doing.
He had some issues.
Yeah. What the fuck?
But I mean, like, as
allegedly.
Far as a protector. Like, when he worked here,
yeah.
Anything you asked him.
No, I did love KD.
Anything you asked. In fact, he died. There was an active shooter
in a
Vegas nightclub, and he got involved trying to take the shooter down, and he died doing it.
Oh.
Do you remember?
So technically, he's a hero.
Do you remember all those magazines that got sent here under his name?
Who did that?
I know it wasn't me.
What kind of magazines?
Oh, you can't even say it now. They put his name. It was like so offensive. But it wasn't me. But he would read the magazines. I would go in there and I'd go, he would go, hey, I'll read the magazine.
Who did you send like magazines four, to?
It wasn't me.
You never sent magazines to anybody.
It wasn't me.
See?
The first week that I worked here, I ended one of my shifts by pouring a whole Crystal Geyser plastic bottle of urine down the back of Bobby Lee's ass crack before he went on stage. And I go, well, I'm fired. And I didn't get fired because he wiped his ass and then put the shit on the phone desk table. And he goes, it's hazing. And I go, hey, man, I don't play. That's like not my style. I don't do. And then he goes, well, it's too late. You have to do it. You have to deal with it. So I go, okay. And then, of course, Ari was there and he comes, he goes,
this is what we're going to do?
He goes, you got to do something about this. But I go, you're right, I do. And and then we've never had a relationship since
then. So you're saying what I have to do is get Bobby Lee and you on the podcast so we can work this out.
Oh, like, you guys haven't spoken?
Him and I did it.
I mean,
him
we speak, but we don't interact. Well, I would like that because I think that that was bullying. He was in a position of power. I was a lowly phone guy, just fresh off the open mics for less than a year. And here he is taking a crap on my desk. And I mean, he goes, well, you just have to deal with it. And I somebody, go, well, I don't.
Somebody owes you an apology.
It does.
Senator?
And then he was so mad, and he told Dean, and Dean wouldn't fire me, but he wanted to get me fired. And he still doesn't believe it was urine, but it was urine. I showed Ari beforehand.
That's where our new HR, no shitting on the desk policy comes from.
I wonder what OSHA would say. Because that is a safety hazard.
The fecal matter or the sterile urine?
I mean, if they show up and they do a tour.
Yeah.
Urine's a little better, but... Shit is.
It was right before he went on stage, too. So his pants were all wet with my piss.
Oh, my God.
You know, he sits on the back wall, and he always, his pants are always, like, down. It was perfect. I just grabbed the back of them. They were already down a little bit. And then I took the cap off, and I just shoved it and squeezed. Just squeezed it in there as hard as I could. Full fucking, I saved up all day. I pissed, like, three times into it.
The good old days.
Yeah. That's what you, but you had to stand up for. And then guess what?
Is this the nobody podcast you're happy you. To be a part of?
Sorry.
Honestly, I love this, but I wouldn't have survived. I would have.
Because you would have retaliated like him.
No, I would have locked myself down here, terrified to be in this
really?
Fucking place. Yeah.
You wouldn't let people bully you, would you?
No, because I'd be down here.
Oh,
but I'm
my
not,
God.
The second I hear someone's pissing on people, I'm out. I'm done.
But he's like, is they're shitting
shit
on each
on
other.
The door. Yeah. He put
on the
here.
Desk.
And who did it on the door handle? Ari.
Oh, Ari did it with Painter.
I'd wear gloves the whole time, and I'd be locked in the basement.
Are you a germaphobe?
Ari pulled his pants down and sat on my car seat one time.
I'm a germaphobe about weird things.
Did you?
It was his little skinny Jew ass, right?
Yeah.
And he his long balls, and he went in, and I before he could even. Touch the cushion, I grabbed him and threw him across the fucking parking lot. He's, but why would you do that? I go, why would you do that?
He came to my house to do the beach cops like last year, and he loves to take his, like, he has wadded up toilet paper because his hemorrhoids are bleeding. This is so gross.
Remember in Phoenix?
He threw them at the other co-host, and it landed on my... The guy had a
he threw it at the
iPad.
Or
yeah, he knocked it away, but it landed on my floor. And I go, you got to be kidding me. But so I went up to go wash my hands, but I saw Ari had his like toiletry bag. So I took his toothbrush and I pulled my balls out. And then I stuck the toothbrush between the balls.
This wasn't at the Comedy Store, so you don't have to write this down.
And so it was the only time I saw Ari go, oh no. Like,
but Ari's like... does it so much that if somebody does it to him, he's not like one of those people that gets mad. He's just like,
I know,
you got me. Like, he
you
just
can. It's like
it.
An actual form of karma. Yeah.
Remember in Arizona when he was going to throw
God.
It at me?
I have it on video. He was pulling his head. And then he almost died.
Because he knows I hate the fucking toilet paper in the ass is my fear.
What do you mean?
We were slowly climbing.
From Ari?
He has a really bad problem, and it's like a tampon.
Yeah, oh. It's an ass tampon.
And he pulls it out, and he'll just throw
it. Just throw it. He does it all the time.
His face, he went.
He doesn't do it to me anymore because he knows that I will fucking
he was like this. He was like, I don't stand for that. Like, and it's 1,000 degrees. We're hiking in Phoenix during the All Things Comedy Festival. And Ari had just, there was a rock in between two rocks, and it fell. He stepped on it. It fell. He nearly went down. It would have been like 100 feet. I grabbed him. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, why did I even help? I should have let him go. No. Because 2 minutes later, he was like, he pulled this thing out and threw it.
I think this is done. Dude, here's what I know this is controversial. This will probably, you know.
But I have video.
But I don't like duty play.
Wow, hot take.
He's not an ass play guy.
Not a fan of duty.
No, I would puke all over the place.
That's disgusting.
It's gross.
Well, it's a good thing you got here when it's corporate now.
Well, I love this is my.
Has there been any ass play?
This is where I thrive. Ass play? Not that I know of.
Is this less corporate than at Warner Brothers?
Oh yeah, this is a fucking this to me this is a zoo.
Really?
Compared to Warner Brothers, yeah. Like there we had actual rules. I mean, here it's just everything.
Here I feel like this is like a definitely a neutered version. I like it better because there's real crowds.
I mean, I've walked into
there's
the OR
real
and
crowds. You can work on real stuff. Yeah,
yes. Like.
I've seen a night where just the audience, 15, 20 people, just all screaming at Don to pull out his dick. And I'm like, this can't
allegedly.
Happen. Allegedly.
He didn't pull it out.
He didn't pull it out, but allegedly, they scream at him. Yeah. It starts with the door guys and it escalates to everybody else in the crowd. And I'm just like,
can I? This fuck. Wasn't Don. I can't say who it was, but I've names. Seen people.
We'll just give him a
fucking
fake
on
name.
Stage. I heard once a guy. This is a packed crowd. He's like, go behind the curtain. He brought a man and his girlfriend up there, and like, and he ate her ass.
Oh,
and
I remember
he put
that.
The microphone right by the ass, so you could hear.
I heard this story the night I got interviewed.
That story?
Yeah.
Oh.
The night.
Why did they tell you to see if you had the capacity to
no just to show me how wild the Comedy Store was. It's like, great, I'm not here to deal with that shit. I like
you want
to
really work
I want to do the
stuff.
Podcast stuff. Yeah. I want to like
That's what we always needed was somebody who like wanted to everybody that became a manager here got sucked into the counterculture of and then they stopped being management
but like after this
weird.
After this conversation, I gravitated towards the wrong people. You guys were animals.
How dare you? We were good
You were
people.
Animals.
I didn't do any of that stuff. I mean, I did walk in the main room and see a manager fucking one of my waitresses, and that was uncomfortable. The show was over, though.
That's how she goes, my waitresses. Look at the
God damn right they were my waitresses.
Very possessive.
Mitzi, let me...
Fuck them?
Control the wait staff.
Oh.
I was the head
you
waitress.
You did hire a couple of good ones. Remember, we all still talk about her, Aniela. Oh, my God.
She Which was, one?
Remember Aniela?
Mm-hmm.
The, like, Brazilian one?
Oh.
Was that her name?
No.
That
I only
her.
Hear about drunk
you remember.
Katie. I hear about
no,
drunk.
No, but she was like, everyone loved her. She was the best.
I hear about drunk Katie, and that's it.
Drunk Katie was great.
Everybody has a story about drunk Katie.
Oh, yeah.
I hired Katie. She was the best.
It sounds like something you shouldn't brag about.
She's got a 401 Katie. She was a good waitress when she was not drunk.
So that was for the first 15 minutes of her shift.
But she was just Katie.
Yeah.
Katie and May were my favorites.
I'll never forget when Rena Zizi like, I have my mortgage through this lady. He's my mortgage broker. I go, you better check and make sure that house even has a mortgage. You might be staying in someone else's house, man.
You're a squatter.
It's like, ah, fuck.
Come on, I got a house for you. What?
So how do you like that? You like this now?
Yeah, I love my job. I hate L.A. I'm never going to adjust to this fucking place.
But
it's
how long
hard,
have you been
right?
Here?
A year?
Oh,
he's
dude,
a New Yorker
gotta...
at heart, though.
But like, I need a fast pace. Everybody wants to talk to you. Like,
people want to talk to you.
When you're online for something, you get to the register, and then, oh, you have an accent. Where are you from? New York. Oh, are you visiting? No, I live here. Oh, what are you here for? None of your fucking business.
Where
like,
are you hanging out? Nobody talks
in
to
Burbank.
The Valley.
In Burbank.
Oh, Burbank. That's not L.A.
I mean,
that's like a suburban.
When I worked in like
paradise.
When I worked at the supermarket, they trained you like put on dance music so people move quickly, get people in, get people out.
Yeah.
Here, people will spend all day standing online somewhere just to have conversations.
That's Burbank, dude.
It drives me nuts.
Here's what you do.
Yeah, you got to go to Hollywood, West Hollywood. They
well,
get you in
I
and
saw
out.
Places in
and
West Hollywood when I first moved here. There was blood all over every carpet I saw in the apartment.
See, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Just
that means
throw a rug over
solid
it.
People.
Put the coffee. That's where the coffee table goes.
That's what everybody tells me. Furniture or a rug right over the blood
no
stains.
Big deal.
No, I'm
but if you live here though, this is the only way to enjoy LA is you got to take advantage of it. I'm an outdoorsy guy. I love to go to the mountains. I like to go down bodyboard at the beach. Then I just drive 4 hours and I go skiing. And like, this is how you enjoy. This is what makes LA great is everything outside that's within 2 hours of LA.
Got it. So basically don't be in LA.
Right.
You're not an outdoorsy guy?
I like to hike, but I won't go camping. I'm not sleeping
like
on the
real
floor.
Hiking?
Yeah.
No you camping. Ever go to Mount Baldy?
I don't know what that is.
I think it's the
No,
the
I go I do the Hollywood 10,000
feet.
Sign.
Oh, you a Hollywood sign? Hey, that's my neighborhood.
You go horseback riding up there?
No.
I did that once. It was
I
awful.
I want to.
They film a lot of good pornos up there.
Oh, good to know.
I found one porno shoot when I was there, and I saw one porno shoot on the LA River by Griffith Park, too. Oh. You know, the ones where they see him doing it outside.
Got
like
it.
Right near an exit ramp.
Oh, it's not on a stage. Oh, yeah. They don't do it on a stage.
No, that's real. It's not green screened.
I remember Randy West used to come here all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He gave us a whole bunch of tapes.
It's always bad when you recognize them. I was in the crowd. One male porn star was in the crowd, and I was like, I know you.
Why are you looking at your phone? What are we done?
What? Oh, no. She just.
All right.
Texting you?
Let's
are we
continue
in trouble?
On down this path.
So
you grew up in New York.
Yeah.
In Long Island?
Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Brooklyn.
You're hardcore. You're like real New York.
Yeah, I'm real New York.
What part of Brooklyn?
I grew up in Mill Basin Marine Park, but my place now that I have to go pack up is in Sheepshead Bay.
Do you know Long Island City?
No, that's...
See, that's kind of new.
Is it?
Yeah, that's closer to Manhattan.
Yeah.
I'm closer to Coney Island.
Okay.
Yeah, all Russians, mafia.
Oh, yeah, it's like L.A. You should feel at home here.
I mean...
Russians, Armenians. Definitely. Russians was new for me when I moved here.
Oh, my whole building is... my whole building in Brooklyn is Russian.
Yeah.
It's great.
You just now,
safest place to be.
Now I'm more used to them. But when I first moved here, I was like, Russian? Like, I never hung out and never knew any.
Oh, they're an intense group, but they take care of that. Like,
I was going to say, some of them became my closest.
Yeah, yeah. They take care of...
the most brutal of their mafia is the most fucking sadistic.
Thickest.
Good.
Yeah.
Of all of them.
Good. It keeps people out of our building. There are surrounding areas where the buildings keep getting broken into. Not a single one in my building.
Yeah.
They know what happens if you get taken into one
of
these apartments.
Anything gets taken, yeah, I know exactly.
All you have to do is ignore the human trafficking that goes on. And
dude, speaking of which, like...
I didn't see anything. They kept asking me a lot of questions, like, would you go here?
As my car doesn't get broken into.
I mean, what the fuck's going on?
I was like, wait a minute.
LA is... Everybody keeps telling me a human trafficking story out here. Like,
yeah.
Oh, the shit. Dude,
wrong with that?
The Uber.
I mean, not what's wrong with that, but that's a real thing.
I mean, I can tell you what's wrong with it.
Dude, witnessed a woman being abducted.
Where? Right
in
now?
In Jeff's out, right? You know, Jeff had that apartment that looked right out on Gardner,
had the big
bay window. We heard a woman scream. We look out. A guy's trying to drag her into a pickup truck. Luckily, there was other people like coming out of a bar that were walking, stopped it. By the time we got outside, he took off. But yeah, we saw it.
It's happening with Uber now. So like my friend got picked up by an Uber and she said that the guy was surprised that she had a friend with her. I was like, oh, you're not by yourself. It was suspicious. They drove through an area and the guy like looked at a guy that was standing on the corner and shook his head no, like she's not alone or whatever their signaling is, and drove off. She tells me like this is what, and then you start reading these stories.
Yeah, but maybe he just didn't make enough that night to get his dick sucked. He's like, nah, no.
Also, like the Uber thing, that's terrifying. I've seen girls get in a fucking Uber.
Wasted.
Yep. Or a place, or like their place
or
of business calling an Uber for them.
Because they're drunk.
Like, I'm going to get you an Uber. Yeah. It's like, you're not doing her any favors.
So what, they just probably fake identity, sign up for the app or something with fake background? I mean, they steal all of our information, so they could just say you're anybody.
You know how easy it is to fake that shit? Even I think I can do it, and I'm not computer savvy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Well, not even that.
I don't think they do background checks, for real.
I mean, I think they're starting to, because there are so many situations where women are getting raped by their Uber driver. It's crazy.
I've been hearing so much, like...
And then the Apple tags, like, if Steve Jobs was alive, Apple tags wouldn't exist. He was a little bit smarter than this new regime,
right,
where, like, Apple tags are being stuck on people's cars.
That's crazy
It's
shit.
Fucking insane.
Wait, what's the Apple tag?
That's been happening right down the street.
What's like, Apple tag?
You're supposed to... It's like the tile. You attach it to your keys so you don't lose it, but you could... It's so you could track
it's a
things.
Tracker. Wow.
It's a tracker.
Fuck that.
But they're putting it on girls' cars and then following them home.
What happened to the old days where you would just wait for them to get in their car and then drive? And then sometimes you lose them at a stoplight and you're like, well, got to go back.
Better luck next time.
Now it's everything's so easy. Just do it.
Everything's so digital.
Do you ever hear Dom's joke about date rape?
No.
He goes, well, it's different. It's not like regular rape. Like, what is regular rape?
You get a meal.
Yeah.
Maybe regular a
date rape comes with a date.
Yeah. Did you ever hear John Little's old bit about it?
No.
Like back in my day, you had to earn your rape. You had to hide in bushes. You might get maced.
Oh, we're going to hell.
everybody.
Oh, I mean, I don't believe in hell, so I'm
me
good.
Neither.
No, I'm in hell. I believe this is hell. Not this specific area
Why?
Right now, but life right now.
Why?
You don't think? You think this is glorious?
Oh, I love it.
I'm living my best life. I can't complain.
What are you guys on? What are you taking?
Self-reflection.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm just staying sober. I think the fucking booze is fucking a lot of people up.
I don't drink.
Oh, maybe you should. Maybe I'll fix it.
I have a good life partner.
That's been my nightmare in LA, dating. That's a fucking nightmare.
I mean, you're not wrong. She is amazing, but...
Yeah, I lucked out.
It's gross.
It's gross?
Yeah. It's gross to hear somebody say.
Well, I just hate...
Especially when two people are single, like... I don't know, Sam, are you single? Oh. She just gave me a finger. That's how married girls
are. You're married.
Finger.
She's married.
Engaged.
She knows. Oh, engaged? Oh.
Engaged. I've been there 3 times.
I don't wear rings.
I get engaged a lot. Because
you've been engaged a
lot. I'm not a closer. Yeah. I can't say it.
Always be getting engaged.
Right to the finish line.
I'm giving Brady a run for his money. I'm going to see. I didn't know he wasn't going to retire.
I saw one of your old flings.
Oh, he always sees my ex-fiance.
Really? Which one?
I don't want to talk about it.
My last one.
Oh.
Yeah. He's funny. I see him once on a blue moon. Or talk to him at least. He's nice.
Where do you
he's
see him? Were you driving down an alley? You're like, what the fuck is he doing here?
He's just nutty butters. You know? He was fun though. He was a lot of fun.
He was fun. He's a great guy. I like him.
One time, I think like when you guys first met him, he was like, I remember this one time I was in prison.
Was that?
Saying this black guy was washing his socks on his dick. I was just like, why do you have to tell that story out of the gate? Yeah, probably. I was like, why do you tell that story out of the gate? Can you say, hi, Ryan? How are you? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, he was. Well, I actually prefer that. That's how I grew up. All my dad's friends were prisoners, so.
Break the ice.
He did a couple years in jail. It's not a big deal. I like an ex-con.
I didn't say anything. It sounds like you have a problem with it.
I don't.
I didn't bring it up at all.
Other people have problems with it, but I enjoy it.
Prison builds character.
I agree.
Yeah.
Dave Taylor used to say, what is your house on the route where they drop them off? How do you mean? They get on the bus and they go right to Eleanor's house? Because the guy I was in love with when I was in grade school, Dave Taylor was like, what was his name again? And I say his name. And then he looked him up and he goes, this guy's terrible. He's a horrible person. He has the worst.
He has some sort of database because he was looking up everybody. He's like, I looked up your father. I looked up his basketball stats at Purdue. And he was like, found his basketball stats from Purdue from the 60s. I found all his stats.
Yeah, he did. He was like, oh my God, this guy, he was a horrible person. How is this the love of your life? And it truly was. I was absolutely head over heels. My mom thought I made him up until he was on the news for getting arrested. And she was like, that's the name you say. And I go, yeah, that's him.
Make your mom proud.
He's a cool guy.
Wait, are you from out here? Where are you from?
I'm from Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is probably an upgrade.
100%.
Well, I don't know.
This basement specifically.
Yeah, but we had a motel. We lived in a motel and we had a farm, so it was pretty sweet.
That sounds pretty cool.
We had a big. My grandparents had a. It was 843 acres.
That is
shit.
So we could shoot. We could do whatever we wanted, and we had a lot of guns, so we could go shoot whatever we wanted, and
we had that too. But we were in the city.
Snowmobile and. Do whatever. We didn't have to worry. We could go hunting.
We didn't have anything. We had cement everywhere.
I mean, it is.
Concrete
I mean,
jungle.
It's just a different. I don't know if it's like an up. Like when you look back now, it's like, oh, I wish I had the land. But when you're there and you're pig farming, it's not as much fun.
Pig farming.
Yeah, I've been up to.
Whoa.
Up to here.
Pig shit?
Inside a pig. Pulling out dead
and
piglets.
You're worried about Bobby Lee shit on a desk?
Trust me. I was the only one who had the small enough arms to go in, so they made me.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Did you have
I
to circumcise?
Sexual abuse. I do.
Did you have to circumcise the pig with your teeth?
No, it was a female.
And it all comes back.
It was a female.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked.
So you're just pure city guy.
Yeah, I'm a city guy.
And you don't like, because there's no public transportation here, so you're like, this sucks.
Which, no, I love this.
Oh, because you could drive
it. Yeah, I don't like the subway at all. It was a nightmare, because the Warner Music offices were in Times Square. It's so cold in New York that the winter becomes, like, the trains become the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
So, like, I hated the subway. So, that's, like, the one thing on my...
That's the upgrade.
That's one of the things I like about this place.
Okay.
Two things that I like about this place.
What's the other thing? Comedy store?
It's tough, though, when you're only a year
here. You can make
here.
A right turn on red.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why, New York, you can't?
No.
No, not New York City, you can't. Like, Long Island, you can. Outside of the five boroughs, you can.
Okay.
But in one of Woody Allen's movies, he was like, it's like I'm supposed to get excited about L.A. because you can make a right on red.
That's exactly what I'm excited about here.
Always made me laugh hard. Annie Hall? So funny.
Talk about overrated.
Yeah.
It might have been.
Annie Hall, man. I was like, what is everyone fucking
Trash
talking
movie.
About?
Trash movie.
The one where they're doing the lobster bit? Come on. Fuck your lobster bit.
I do like a lot of Woody Allen movies, though.
I don't.
Once you find a lady or a man, I don't know what your sexuality is.
Okay.
It's fluid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not ladies.
Okay. Ladies. I don't know.
I don't know if you were asking me to confirm because my mom does that.
She makes you confirm.
Oh, I don't know anybody. Yeah.
I may have mentioned this on other podcasts, but I had to have my large intestine removed and like my colon and my rectum, they're all gone. So yeah.
Damn near killed them.
Yeah. It's a Jewish thing.
It's such a Jewish thing.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Bad
Are you
guts.
Serious?
Yeah. So, so when I had it removed,
would you have colitis?
Yeah. Ulcerative colitis. My large intestine, the walls were getting so thin. I was going to end up having them. It was going to explode. So I had to get everything removed. So after the surgery, the doctor comes in and says, like, gives a list of things you can't do anymore and things you have to just be careful of. And the first one was, like, any anal penetration. And, like, he paused and looked at me. And I to this day, I think my mom sent him in with that one to see how I'd respond.
Do you think that your mom had your intestines removed just to find out your sexuality?
It's possible.
I know if he's gay. Get
really,
the intestines out.
Yeah, I just need antacid. to this day, I think she sent him in.
Just had a tum.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me how he reacts when you give him this one.
Can you record it? Because I want to hear his reaction.
So he's like, no, there's no anal.
Yeah, he goes, no anal
stuff.
Penetration. So even if I was one of those dudes who just liked stuff up there.
Yeah.
None of that.
No pegging for it.
No pegging.
Wow, that's intense, man.
I'm okay. I mean, I was like, okay, no major loss.
You'd have to be a top.
I imagine some people get that news and they're less okay about it.
That's why a lot of times, especially with like communities where there's a lot of illnesses like that are hereditary, you got to cut them with something.
What, I'm
Your
sorry?
Teeth?
You got to cut. No, you got to get a new bloodline in
there. Oh, yeah, yeah.
To get it
Shake
gone.
It
well, it's so funny because like every time I've gone out with a Jewish girl, she also has some kind of digestive issue. And I'm like, well, our kid's just going to be in the hospital his whole life.
Right.
Isn't going to work.
Yeah. Or don't you think you guys could cancel it out and the kid would be okay?
That's not how science works.
Damn it.
Nope.
No, it that just makes it even more intense.
Yeah, that kid's going to most likely be more fucked up.
Yeah. First he's getting his foreskin bit off by some fucking guy with herpes.
That might help. They blow into it and fix it.
Nope, that's not how science works either.
In my neighborhood,
that's a new podcast, Science with Eleanor Kerrigan.
That's intense. Yeah, so you have to find, you have to find a non-Jewish lady for sure. Like an Irish. You got to get an Irish. They got good innards.
I have a few. No, we don't. I have a few family members.
What's wrong with yours?
We got some shit. People who say that our throats are connected right to our assholes. Sorry.
But that's good.
It's disgusting.
It goes right out.
Just comes right through. Sorry.
What are you eating?
Anything, obviously. But I was going to say, in my family, there was a few people that married Jewish people and they disowned them.
Oh, whoa.
In the family. So wow. We've been running with Jews for a long time.
What a bad business move.
Right?
I know. Why would you do that?
That's a
terrible financial decision.
100%, but Irish are really bad at finance.
My family, the older people in my family were the same way. It was always, you have to marry a Jew. Like, there was a point where we had to tell my grandmother my sister's Muslim boyfriend was Mexican.
Ooh.
Because there was just a hierarchy of how angry she was going to be.
Oof. Right.
She wasn't thrilled that he was Mexican, but she would have burnt it all down if.
Yeah.
So, like, that was. She's not alive anymore, so we're kind of a little free of that.
So now, what do you say? Is Ecuadorian?
Yeah. Yeah. A classier.
Yeah. Let's spice it up. Get down there and let's go south.
Yeah. No, there was a point where it was bad. It sucks,
but that's real.
But listen,
your family get mad at stuff like that?
Mine? Yeah. I mean, look, we have a sordid background. Where, you know, the fact that he and I are even talking now is
a big deal.
My mom grew up in Germany during World War II.
Fun.
Yeah.
Shots fired. Jesus Christ.
Just telling you.
First you're throwing rocks, now Germany. All right. Calm down.
I wasn't throwing rocks. I said they're not good at dodging rocks. the coordination.
Anyway.
This got off the rails.
Guys, I didn't know we were going to have Kanye on the podcast today. Give it up.
Hey, guys, rip off the white face. By the way, I'm Black Irish, so.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
I am.
We're not.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm white Jewish.
White Jewish?
Yeah.
As opposed to?
I think that's it.
That is, yeah.
I think that
we do have the Black Irish.
I don't know what that was.
The most respected of the Irish, by the way.
Interesting.
We're the bigger of the Irish. We don't have the red hair either.
We have red in us.
Yeah, we don't. My dad was looked like he was.
My dad might Middle be Eastern. More because he's dark. His dark hair.
It's so weird. Like, I don't know anything about my family's nationality. Like, I know my grandparents on my mother's side are somewhere from Europe, but like I just never cared
specifically
to
where.
I just never
but you did your family stay in touch, like you didn't lose, like my grandma, her mom died when she was young, and then her father, her biological father, was a really bad, I guess, alcoholic or something. I'm not being stereotypical Irish, but so she was told that he was her uncle, and then
what is this, she Jack was, Nicholson?
That's pretty crazy. She was raised by her grandmother, and then when that gentleman died that she thought was her uncle, she was 12 years old and he was laying in the casket and they said, "That's your father," and she's like,
what? And then they just slammed the casket closed.
Bye, bitch. Like, so my grandma didn't know a lot of her family, so it was, you know, they would do ancestry.com to try to find stuff out, and
that's fucking a lot of people out.
That's
forever
big.
My dad would tuck his balls and his dick between his legs and walk out of the bathroom and be like, "I'm your mother."
That's fun though. That's at least he's involved. You know what I mean? Like, my dad didn't do that. He never came home. I would have enjoyed seeing.
What the fuck happened on that farm?
Well, most of it happened at the motel.
He owned a motel. That's
we lived
psychotic.
In the motel.
What does Bill Burr call it? A buffet for serial killers?
Oh, yeah. We had a guy in America's Most Wanted that had stayed there.
Of course. Could you just walk up and knock on the door?
Our big claim to fame. You can still type it in now, and you'll find probably some Reddit posts, but the chicken fucker that lived there.
Oh, no.
Guy had sex with a chicken.
Any
there.
Any serial killers?
I'm assuming yes. Because, I mean, you know, every night. You know, back, especially in the 80s and the early 90s, like, it was full every night.
Yeah.
Like, great business to be in. Like, you don't, when you drive by these little motels, you don't think anything. You're, you know, 13 rooms, whatever. That's all. They live there. That's their house. It's all profit.
Well, that's like the extended stay hotels here.
Okay.
They sell it as a long-term, like, oh, if you're going somewhere for business, we have kitchens, come stay here, we're a business hotel. Turns out it's just a building of broken families. I went there and you hear crying kids all night and people screaming on the phone with their lawyers and all this shit.
You're
and I'm like,
it's a good place
on?
To get laid.
Well, probably, but it's people that got kicked out of their houses, and I had no idea. I'm like, oh, look at me staying at this.
Though, to stay there.
It's
like $100 a night, and I'm like, I'm a businessman. Look at me, and then you're like,
you don't have to sign anything.
No,
or anything.
You give them a hundred bucks.
They don't hold anything.
Nope. They do, and they have a curtain that separates the bed from the kitchen.
Yep. And I'm just sitting there like an asshole, like, yeah, this is business stuff. And then you talk to people that work there. It's like, oh, no, it's people that were, like, evicted and getting divorced. I'm like, oof.
They're negotiating to stay an extra week.
Yep.
Oof, I know that,
That's not good.
Good
That's
times.
Not good.
It's weird, the things that you learn as an adult.
It is weird. And then you're like, why is this?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's like, where did we go wrong that this is where we are now?
I think we went right.
Did we?
Don't you think?
We're in a basement.
People are a fucking mess.
Yeah.
So do you like the job at the Comedy Store?
I do.
Better.
I do.
Than
you don't
really?
Have to finish the question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you get a lot of perks. You go see bands and shit whenever you want.
Yeah, but honestly, it's exhausting. This is exhausting too, but I prefer comedy over like new music is terrible. Like there were certain bands that I worked with that I loved seeing whenever they were here.
Yeah.
But I couldn't deal with the new music. They're in the world of TikTokers now. They're signing TikTokers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The music industry's done. It's over. The artists don't need the labels anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Start a YouTube channel.
Yeah. The writing was on the wall. So I think this is... There's way more opportunity to be creative here.
Yeah.
How long did you stand up for?
Like 3 years, and then I got sick, and then I just, while I was sick, I was like, I don't even, like, on top of having the digestive issues, I didn't like performing, I liked writing. Well,
do you think, I mean, that obviously performing probably exacerbated the condition?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because,
Stress makes everything.
Doing Andy Engel shows in New York, did you ever do his shows?
Who?
Andy Engel?
Uh-uh.
Oh, God,
Who's that?
A creep and a half. He used to run the Bringers at fucking... Comics before that became a drug den.
Oh wow!
And then he did.
I never worked.
Then he kicked.
In New York.
Then he like bullied his way into Gotham, which is what Jessica Kirsten used to run. So I took a stand up class with Jessica Kirsten. That's how I met her. And then he came in and started doing those open mics, and it was like, yeah, bring 30 people, you get a free tape, and the free tape.
Sounds familiar.
It's barely visible. Like it's on terrible. So it was like it was the biggest scam that I was.
That's what they all do, though.
Of course. And yeah, he was a failed comic that just wanted to do material in front of crowds. So you would bring it up and he would go do his 9/11 joke and then kill the room. And it was just never a good show. And then I got sick and I was like, well, I kind of like writing more than performing. So I'm just not going to perform anymore.
Yeah.
And here I am.
There you go.
And it's
Thank
weird.
Thank God you're not performing.
Everybody.
Anymore.
Yeah, I know. Everybody asks me if I have the urge to get on stage. I'm like, no.
At all, like you.
At
wow.
all, there are certain times. I don't want to say it all. There are certain times I'll see someone eat a plate of shit, and they'll be like, "Ooh, that would be fun to try and win this crowd back." Like if you see
that challenge,
yeah.
Okay.
There are people here that eat plates of shit every single time they get up, and it's like
I know. I like
you guys
it.
Talking about me.
No. Yeah,
it's me. That's why we were talking about the shit so much because I literally eat
onto a plate, bring it on
stage. I am an ass player.
Yeah.
It's a prop comic.
But I have zero interest in getting back
I
up.
I eat something.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because I think everybody that's
because
worked here before me.
Because being here, your focus would just
Well, not even that. I just feel like.
And it would make you bitter.
Yeah, and it was also an easy thing for me to tell Peter, like, if you hire me, I have no interest in getting on stage. Yeah. You won't have to worry about the job being the second priority.
Well, they used to have an accountant that was, everybody that worked here
He's
was
still
a
here.
Fucking, oh, wasn't, all right.
He's still working.
I'll stop now.
But it is weird because you're like, okay, that guy's doing the checks or whatever.
Yeah.
That guy's in charge of this. It's not really a smart idea to be doing stand-up.
Well, accounting, definitely accounting, but there are people who were just
but
doing
he
the
should,
pod.
He, yeah,
they were just doing the podcasting here, but they didn't know how to hit a fucking record button, and it's like
trust. I know
bare minimum, just know how to record the podcast
There's
that you're running.
A real
running.
Lack of competency when it. I mean, just a real.
There was a few times that I had Judy Gold on, my favorite comic in the whole wide world, and it didn't record.
Oh no!
Broke my heart. And Greg Fitzsimmons. But Greg goes, oh, I do that all the time. I'll come in again. And he came in 2 days later.
Devastating. Thank God.
I love Fitz.
But literally, he does so many podcasts that he's had some issues. And he does it himself. So but ours was constant. It kept happening. And back then, people were like, cause we got it down. And then they fired the guy who got it down. Didn't tell us.
Who was that?
I don't have to say it, do I?
I'm curious who it was.
I mean, legally, you have to say
Ari
it.
Ari Manis?
No, I know who that is.
So they fired Ari. He started his own thing.
Yeah.
But they fired him, put other people here. That's when all the... It wasn't recorded. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. People would call in. We can't hear.
Do you remember the one time they couldn't get it to work? So they just put the Zoom in the middle of the table and they're like, it'll be fine. I go, dude, it won't be fucking
Jesus
fine.
Christ. Well, that's the thing. It was
what I'm saying. It was pure chaos after, because it took us almost a year to get it to a certain point with Ari, and then they got rid of him.
Well, that's why I was like, I didn't know if I was going to be back after like my year was up. And I was like, I would hate to build it up to the point where we have advertisers now and then
lose.
And then I disappear and everybody loses the little progress that we have. Like, we don't get a ton of advertisers, but it's more money that we were making before. And it's like the slow build. That's what it is. But this 8 gazillion podcasts, there's no chance that someone's going to come up with a podcast that's going to blow up right away.
No.
So not like ours.
I'm not like yours. I mean, yours was built in. You guys were ahead of it. You're on episode, 250 or something right now?
So, yeah.
Probably.
We've been doing it a while, but is it past an hour?
I got to go upstairs. It's four you guys hours. Can keep going.
How long has it been?
Oh, Jesus.
Watch Beach Cops here. Look.
Guys, I'm sorry, guys. My voice is terrible. I didn't want to do this. This was Eleanor saying you have to be the guest because nobody's here.
You said I'm going to do 45, and that's why I came down here, because I was like, I'll get him to do longer.
We probably made him miss a spot.
We could keep going. I could probably go another 2 hours, realistically.
I feel bad because Sam was supposed to help for 45 minutes while I'm down here.
I'm so sorry.
I'll let you guys start the interview.
Beach Cops, and then...
Wait, you guys can keep talking.
Do you have any dates coming up?
You got to watch Beach. You got to listen to Beach Cops. It's on wherever you get podcasts, and check out the YouTube channel. Also check out the Beach Cops Patreon.
Patreon.
Oh, we've been on there a while.
Bonus content.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. They do make a lot of good bonus.
That's content. What we got to do. We have to figure out bonus content for you.
I'll do bonus content.
Okay.
You should call it bonus content.
Bonus content.
Like, that's like, it's a, hey, there you go.
By the way, we were trying to do that before and it all went to shit, but
yeah.
Again, it wasn't being run properly and the focus was definitely on getting on that stage, not putting a podcast out.
Yeah, I'm fine in the basement. I'm good here.
He likes it down here.
Why don't you interview him now? Now that I'll leave and you guys can keep going.
This is my exit interview.
No, he's glad. He's glad he doesn't have to answer any questions.
No, thank you for being on this.
Good talk, everybody. Now you guys close it out. I'm going upstairs.
We are
going to
close it out. Guys, give it up for Ryan O'Neill. Thank you for sitting in. John Sosis is here. Do you have anything you want to promote? How about you promote the other podcast?
I think you should all check out Comedy Store Studios on Instagram and follow and subscribe all our other podcasts and this one if you haven't.
Yes,
yet.
Please. Follow,
like, it actually
subscribe.
Helps us when you subscribe, because even if you don't want to listen to the podcasts, it collects those numbers. It'll help us. Just subscribe to the podcast.
Stupid algorithm.
Review. That. Tell us how great our audio is. It sounds fantastic.
Please tell them how great or not great the audio is.
No,
we
if it's not great,
your feedback.
If it's not great, keep it to yourself.
Why? We need the feedback.
I think the feedback is subjective. I feel like your listeners are potentially...
What would you say about my listeners?
I think their hearing might be off.
Are you saying they're old? And they're...
I'm saying their hearing might be off.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm in Edmonton at the Comic Strip, House of Comedy. I'll be at the Paramount with Dice on December 4th. And come to the Comedy Store, see a show, support Rick. You see him in town with Chris Rock, go get a ticket if they're... And he left. Isn't he coming to LA?
I think he's going to be here this week. Yeah.
How exciting. So go and check out Rick. Support live comedy. Thank you, guys. Like and subscribe. Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.